What about now?
Are you recording?
Are you ready?
Oh, I think so.
You're live.
Welcome to Formal Nachos. I'm Jeff Budke.
I'm Tamara Turney.
And this is a show where we learn things.
We're going to learn things.
So many things. And we are in front of a live studio audience today that will soon turn into guests. And we're really excited.
Clap now.
As you all know, Tamara and I don't talk unless we're on the show.
Right.
And it's been many, many weeks since
it's been our last show.
It's
been a long time since our last show.
Absolutely.
So we haven't spoken in almost decades.
Yeah, you went on a trip on a bicycle.
I went on a trip on a bicycle.
Tell me about it. As if we didn't talk about it before the show and set up this conversation.
Yeah, so so we went, Josh and I just celebrated our first anniversary together.
Woo!
We've made it to the 1 year club.
Yay, Dad.
And we decided to celebrate in really fancy fashion, strap all the things that we needed to go camping on our two bicycles and go to Bainbridge Island.
Very romantic.
It was ultra romantic. I mean, if you remember, our honeymoon was camping down the coast.
It sounds similar to your honeymoon.
Sounds pretty similar. It's kind of the same setup.
Yeah.
Same amount of dirt, same amount of campfire.
That middle school money, yo.
That's
stretching
right.
You out. Going places.
This is what you do when a therapist marries a teacher.
Going camping.
We're going camping.
You don't fly, you pedal.
You pedal.
Yeah. And it went well. It went off without a hitch.
It went really well. This was my first time bike camping. So I strapped on my bike shorts and the hills.
And nothing else.
That's right.
He hasn't been introduced yet.
Sorry.
I want to hear Tamara's side of the story. I know you loved it.
No, it was a really good time. I do think that I bruised my butt. Am I allowed to say that on the show?
Can we say butt on the show? Survey says...
Thumbs up,
thumbs up. Nice. Oh.
We got a little shaky hand.
We can edit that out later.
Cut. Yeah, no, but it was good. It was kind of exhilarating. I felt very strong.
You felt very strong?
Yeah, I felt all my woman strength.
Okay, what was the best part? I don't mean to harp on that. I don't want to stay on this too long, but
yeah.
I've never been bike camping. What was the best part and what was the worst part?
I'll start with the worst part, because I always like to end on a high note.
Absolutely. That's life.
The worst part, there was this one part, and we were probably 2 miles away from the campsite. I don't know. We were pretty close. And we were coming up on this really big hill, and we got to the top of a hill, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done a hill that big in my entire life. I feel so strong. And then I look in the distance, and I'm looking straight at the middle of another hill that will continue up even higher than where I'm at right now. So I like zipped down and I got about halfway up and I thought, I'm not gonna make it. I made it. I'm here today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was terrifying for a hot second.
A hot minute.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Josh was just like flying.
He gone.
Hmm. But yeah, so worst part was the hills.
And the best part?
The best part is we got to take the ferry across, which I always like being on the ferry. And if you bike on, you get to go on first and get off first and get in front of all the cars. And it's just kind of, it feels like...
It's empowering.
It's kind of like first class.
It's a very powerful trip
on the
for
ferry.
You.
That's what our money can afford.
Big step to take on this trip.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. It was really sweet. Oh, and there was another best part.
Tell me.
Because it was a holiday weekend, we got to experience the small town charm of being around in a holiday weekend. They had parades and street fairs.
A religious parade, like the Little League team coming out.
Yeah,
and, oh my gosh,
yeah. And we, when we were leaving,
Sandy in a nutshell.
Yes, it's just like Sandy. And when we were leaving, they were about to start the parade, so we got to like bike through the parade route.
Did you wave at everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were like the first floats.
That makes sense.
Everybody was like, that's a weird float.
That's weird. It's just two people on a bike.
Yeah,
and they look tired.
All their stuff.
It's symbolic.
It's everything now.
It's like the journey of life. The hardship.
It's just
of
like that.
Middle class. I don't know.
Was that on the way in or the way out?
On the way out.
Oh, so you got rewarded for your achievement.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
By being applauded by lots of people.
I got to practice my princess wave.
As did Josh.
Elbow, wrist. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you went on a trip too.
I just got back, visited my girlfriend's parents for the first time.
Bogues.
Yeah, it went...
Nutmeg.
It went well. Something very funny happened, and something I've teased Josh about, actually, in the past before. Got in Thursday afternoon. Thursday night was good. Had dinner with her parents, which went fine, I'm sure. I don't know. You can ask Megan.
Yeah.
And then...
I will ask Megan.
You can. Got up Friday, and all day Friday, I just felt... I felt really drowsy and just really, like, tired, and I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And I was like, maybe it's because I'm nervous, and I'm just trying to push through, and had a couple extra cups of coffee, and I'm like, man, this feels so weird. I'm not sure what's going on. We went to the beach down out in California, and we just kind of sat out there, and I was like, I'm so tired. And Megan was like, well, what's wrong? I was like, I don't know. I hope I'm not sick, and I hope I'm not, because that would really stink. We just got here.
Yeah.
Still going. We went out to Pebble Beach Friday night, which was awesome.
Beautiful.
And I felt like myself, like, I was like, finally, like, and then I was like, finally picking it up.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Saturday morning, I just feel heavy. I'm like, I'm just so tired and I can't figure out what's going on.
What?
And I'm drinking like my third cup of coffee Saturday morning.
That seems alarming.
And Megan's mom goes, oh, do you like the coffee? I was like, yeah. She's like, it's decaf.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. Who does that?
It's a trap. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am addicted to coffee. It affected my whole day.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, hey Megan, can I borrow the keys? I need to go get some coffee.
Yes, that was the right choice.
I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. And Josh used to, oh, I guess we can introduce him. Executive producer Josh is also here.
Hi.
Hey, Josh.
Welcome to the show.
Been here the whole time.
You used to do something with coffee once a year. You want to tell the folks about that?
Well, yeah. So I was worried about becoming addicted. Mm-hmm. So I would go on a coffee purge for about a week or maybe two if it
sometimes
went well enough.
It's a long week.
Sometimes two.
For a roommate.
Great to be around.
And for a girlfriend.
So I haven't done that yet this year.
No, well, the last time you did it was when we got back from our honeymoon, because
we'd
been feeling so decadent the whole time we were camping.
Yes,
that we decided we needed to purge of a lot of things, and that
we
week was the worst week of our marriage, I think.
Like the third week of your marriage was the worst week of your marriage?
It was the start of the second month, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Just so tired.
It's like, yeah, it's like being underwater for a week.
Yeah.
Just like don't really want to interact with the outside world.
I very much felt that.
Yeah.
Josh, what are you distracted by this week?
I have a mixture of water, games
water.
On my phone,
no
and
one can see
FIFA.
Him, but I'm looking, and FIFA. And
yep.
What was your highlight of the biking trip? I know you didn't have any downside. I know there's no negatives because you love that stuff.
You love it, and you're with the person you love the most.
Me.
I mean, the whole thing,
just
obviously.
Just thinking of Jeff
just
the whole time. I wonder what Jeff's doing now.
He is so fun.
I should call him. No, I won't.
I won't. No, I'm going
and
to.
And I never do.
And you never do. That's why I assume
I
every day he's like, should
so
I call him?
So bad.
No.
The highlight, I mean, I've done this particular trip before. So I actually told Tamara before we left, I was like, I think there's going to be a moment when you want to kill me. And that moment that Tamara's talking about,
the
hill.
Hill,
that's the moment I was talking about. And she didn't do it. She
didn't
kill
really
me.
That's really nice.
And she did a great job and actually was like, on her way back to the ferry, she was just so stoked. So like, I think that was the highlight. Because I've done this trip.
You
it was,
seeing her excited was the highlight.
Yeah, because
marriage.
I've been wanting to do more bikepacking for a while.
Marriage.
And the trip going so well was like, yes, we're going to do this more. It was so good.
She might say yes again.
Also, we went... it was not a very long bike ride, truth be told. It's like 20 miles, but we had a lot of gear, a lot of weight on our bike, so it feels like a lot longer. And
that
then,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to the campsite without having a site reserved.
Yeah.
So there was a very real chance that we were going to have to turn around and go home.
Yeah, we were
like,
prepared.
That was a possibility.
We were totally prepared for that.
And so
the
fact that, like...
Is, the mouths just open. They are, like, gasping. They're trying to be quiet and respectful.
And
Tamara
was... Tamara was cool with this plan when she didn't know about those hills. So I was just like, crossing my fingers, like, we better get a site. And we didn't.
Ignorance.
We got to the bottom of the hill and there was one site.
Yeah, and we sat on that side.
It was for us. praise.
I was like, Tamara, stand here. I'm going to go pay for it. Don't move.
I couldn't give it up. So it was perfect.
It was no problem. I'll be here.
I think she laid down on the table and like,
I did.
Passed out.
I did.
She gone.
She gone.
And that was how she claimed it.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Josh, hope to see you again before the end of the show.
We'll see.
Yep. Tamara, we have guests.
We have guests. We have guests. Two guests.
About to get busy in the studio.
I feel like, I'm feeling a little nervous about these guests.
Oh, wow.
These are like, I mean,
I don't know if this is
Marcia, the right title.
There's Linda, and then there's legit.
Then there's the super fans,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, they know all the episodes, they know all the lines.
They listen more than I have.
They've listened to the show more than we have, that's
maybe
for sure.
A little creepy.
Not creepy, just lovely. So we're so pumped to have you both on the show. So one at a time here. We have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Yay. Hello.
Jen is a friend of mine from the good old Good Ship SEC, the Student Counseling Center at Seattle Pacific University.
What up?
And is currently working at the Gottman Institute and in her spare time being a free-spirited badass. And then
that's the best descriptor of Jen,
right?
Thank you, a free-spirited badass. I'll likely get that tattooed somewhere.
Perfect.
It's on your Instagram like description.
I hope
it's
it has
okay.
like flowers or feathers around it.
Ooh,
too.
All
yeah.
of the above.
Yeah.
Flowers and feathers.
Flowers and feathers. Done.
Why
and
choose one when you can just have both?
Have
lots
it all.
Of space.
I want it all. And then we have Kate, who we're meeting for the first time as we speak, which
Yay.
Is beautiful.
So nice to meet
it's
you guys.
It's so great.
For the
first time. Oh my goodness.
And
wonderful.
Kate, from what I can tell from her Insta account, is
what up?
A whimsical, lovely lady here from the Pacific Northwest who also works at Sasquatch Books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All true.
Yeah.
Hi. So excited to be here. It's like meeting celebrities.
When they walked in,
so
I have to share, like, the level of excitement in the room rose. They both looked at me and went, "That's Jeff." A response I've literally never received in my entire life,
that's
aside
awesome.
From mother.
Yeah.
And,
oh, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey! And then their second response was, "We thought you'd look different."
less handsome. You're more handsome.
Oh, ladies.
It was just our
baby. Watch out.
Hello. Oh.
I will say, I was completely compelled, this is Jen, to hug Jeff Bunky because I
yeah.
feel
yeah.
like he's part of my life,
mm.
and there would be no greeting that would do other
Nothing
than a,
but,
like a full
oh,
embrace. I just
wow.
am very glad to meet you finally.
Friends
it was great.
For life.
Yeah. It was great. A lot of people that I don't know very well know way too much about me.
That's
because
true.
I am more than willing to admit and explain
you do
way too many
lot.
Embarrassing
yeah.
stories.
Yeah.
But they're so funny.
They're so good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Don't
The world should
really
know.
Care. The world needs to know.
How
it's
often
like,
I put my own foot in directly into my own mouth or step directly in something bad.
That's
true.
Yes.
I've also been shocked and awed by some of the stories I've heard, such as the bear story.
Lord.
Oh, wasn't that such a good story?
We were having coffee yesterday
crazy.
And we saw a dog and we're like, that looks like a bear. Like the bear that Jeff Bunky was chased by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord. If you haven't heard that story, listen to the episode with Aaron McConkey.
That's right.
It gets crazy.
You will not be
blow
sorry.
Blow your mind. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. It'll blow your mind.
We talk
we
equally.
Go camping.
We talk about technology and bears
yeah.
equally.
That's right.
I don't know why we didn't call it that.
And
technology and bears.
And I do see a lot of raccoons.
That's
do you
a,
have any raccoons?
That's a pretty
stories?
Consistent theme.
Did I tell the story? I told the story about I didn't see any in California.
None.
No
Our
raccoons.
Friend
oh.
got attacked by a raccoon, and I really wanted to tell you. I wanted to tweet that at you.
That's
that
okay.
My friend got attacked by a raccoon.
Like a serious attack.
Yeah, and had to. Mm. Her and her dog had to go to the emergency room.
Wow.
So this is a public service announcement.
PSA.
Be careful of raccoons for you and your furry loved ones.
Look out.
The more you know.
But she told us this,
you know.
And all I could do was laugh because I knew it
oh,
was
no.
not because she was like actually injured. It was not
yeah,
funny.
She had bandages.
That's terrifying. She had to get a baby shot and all that, but it was really funny too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
kind
it's a
bad.
Raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Crazy, wild and crazy stuff. We introduced them for half a second.
I know.
I got distracted. No,
right.
That's great.
No, this is the way it should be. Oh my gosh. Also, FIFA is on just for our audience.
It relaxes me.
I would tell
you. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick it off by going to the wheel of... Where's the wheel of time? Oh, no wheel today.
No.
Gotta mix it up. Gotta mix it up. We'll gotta find a new wheel.
But for special effects.
Oh, what we got?
We got.
Ooh, the cards of topics. My friend David said that he liked the cards of topics more than the wheel.
Really?
How yeah. Come? So maybe we gotta diversify a little bit. He said the cards had a more calming feel. He said that he likes to listen to our show to go to sleep.
Oh.
and the wheel wakes him.
Who is this?
My friend David.
Oh, David, no. I disagree with you. I respectfully disagree with you. I'm a proponent
yeah.
of the
yeah.
wheel.
I think the wheel adds some excitement, which I guess is not what you want. If you're going to sleep,
I get it. But he might be the only one that's trying to do that. But
so, Kate and Jen, please join us for the Cards of Topics, and then we're going to dive a little bit more into what y'all are doing in this wonderful city we live in.
Yep.
But we thought it'd be fun to just get it rolling this way.
Let's just do it. Are you ready?
Hit up that.
Cards
of Topics! Number 9!
Alright, number 9.
I gotta look up number 9. Number 9. Broken bone stories.
Oh my gosh.
Has anyone here broken a bone in their own body and wants to tell that story? Or someone else's body?
Also, you can use, like, my friend if it was you,
if you're
but it was
embarrassed
too embarrassed.
About the
if
bone
you want to say
you
it,
broke.
You can say, oh, my friend.
My friend.
And we'll just assume it was
And
your
we have
friend.
Decided
oh
we
gosh.
Can use the word butt on the show. That's been clear.
Oh.
We checked
yeah,
in.
We checked. The executive producer gave the thumbs up.
Yes. I recommend it, actually.
He said more
butt.
More
butt.
More butts. For this non-visual
I have a fever, and the only cure is
more
butts.
More butts.
Tamara, have you ever broken a bone in your body?
I've never broken a bone.
What?
Wow.
I don't know how. Either. Really?
Yeah, never.
High five.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
That worked.
Did you drink a lot
bones?
Of milk?
What?
Have you broken any other bones?
No.
Like in other people, like somebody else.
Oh, no.
Tamara,
no.
Who have you broken?
No one.
Tell us.
I'm not at liberty to say. Wait, what were you about to say?
Getting crazy.
Well, I don't think this is exactly why, but none of my sisters, I have two sisters, none of us have broken any bones, and we all drank milk like crazy growing up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm lactose intolerant.
As,
so,
as
if I fit
so,
in that,
yeah.
that category. But I also was like very cautious. I was like the mother duck of all of the ducks. So.
You saved the ducks.
Yeah, I was
you
always like, oh, be careful when you're walking across that. And I was 5, so.
Were you the person that was sent in to tell mom that there was a broken bone? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Just so you know, Ashley's outside and she really.
You know Kevin.
You know Kevin, right?
It,
of course.
Kevin. You know his arm usually bends like this?
It's
not
bending
it's not
the other
like
way.
That right now.
Is that okay? Yeah, so no broken bones, okay.
Jen, have you ever broken a bone in your or someone else's body?
I've broken just one bone,
just
and it
one.
Was only a fracture.
Oh.
And I did it to myself by running up the stairs on the day of my college orientation.
What?
At the University of Colorado Boulder. I was running up to orientation, and I ran through
go
the
Buffaloes.
Door. Thank you. Yes, go Buffs. I ran through the door frame and hit my bone as I'm showing a punching.
Not a visual.
She is holding her one, her right hand is clenched in, her left hand is clenched in a fish, and her right hand is straight up and down and
as if
palms facing palms up.
Yeah, and it broke this metacarpal, the small
Whoa.
Bone in my pinky.
Big words.
And I'm left-handed and I broke my left hand.
Oh no.
It was quite unfortunate.
Oh.
I will be okay.
Was
and
it hard
I am
to
okay.
make friends?
I know, like it was orientation.
You shake hands with your right hand and I broke my left.
Oh good.
So everything was just fine.
It's a good conversation starter for like a freshman.
But then my car broke down later that day.
Oh,
gosh.
That's a rough day.
It was a rough day.
Yeah.
So that's my only broken bone story.
Okay.
But it healed on its own.
Good. I'm glad it healed.
Thank you.
Goodness.
For your hand's sake. And
make sure.
Yeah.
You look
good. Okay.
Yeah? I've broken my right hand 3 times.
3 times?
Wrist and hand, yes. When I was 3rd grade, I was sledding because, of course, I was sledding in Sandy, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my friend Jacob, he said, Jeff, let's go off the big jump. And I was like, no. And he goes, no, let's do it. I'll go with you. And I was like, no, it seems like a terrible idea. And yeah, oh, I was very, very, very scared of most things. Mother instilled that in me very early. Be afraid. Don't take risks. Just have fun over here. Not on the big scary jump.
She was like the mother duck, too.
Yeah, she was like
mm-hmm.
you.
Me and Linda are just alike.
And I remember going down thinking this is way too fast. And I don't have much other memory in that other than my hand getting Josh scored. Other than my hand, the sled taking off, getting airborne, and then my hand getting under the sled smashed it. Everyone has recoiled.
What kind of sled?
You were right.
Please don't tell me it's one of those with like the metal blades.
I'm surprised you still have that in the case.
Tiny hands. That's why you have that nubbin. I felt it on my back when I hugged you.
Nubbin.
Not a visual medium.
No one will ever know.
You don't call Jeff nubbin.
Never thought I'd miss a hand so much. and then I broke it two more times playing basketball. Less exciting, but...
Wow.
Ouch.
You know, I'm starting to realize maybe the factor in the broken bone story, there's not any hills where I grew up.
Oh.
So
you need elevation to break.
No snow, no sledding,
are there
no
stairs?
Hills.
And,
I mean, there's some stairs.
In basketball, I jumped really high, and that's
sometimes.
Why. I'm a leaper. For those that can't see me, I'm very athletic looking, and I can jump really high.
You're doing the Jordan stretch
right
now.
I dunk constantly and often. And that's why I broke my hand.
Oh my gosh.
That's
incredible.
Well,
wow.
I hope that someday you break a bone in your body, Tamara, and you can join this conversation.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I don't wish that on
this.
You.
No, just me.
Just
it hurts when the weather changes.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Your
little
metacarpal.
It smells terrible. No.
In the cast.
Yeah, in the cast. It smells still now, even to this day. This is, let's see,
we'll
third grade, I would have been like 8. So, you know, 20 years ago,
this explains so much. Whenever I'm in a car with you, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. I sing a lot because I'm hurting. That's what happens in the car. Oh, my gosh. I did it again. I have to interrupt myself. The other day, someone asked me, hey, Jeff, how old are you? And I said, 28. I am not and have never been 28 years old.
You just want to be so.
I'm 26. That's weird. And I just did 8 plus 20. I was like, 20 years ago. What's happening to me? What does that mean?
You just secretly want to be an older man.
I want to be an older man? Am I feeling bad about my age? Am
or
I ashamed?
Are you?
I don't know.
We could talk this out.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
I mean, yeah,
we're
both therapists. We're
both therapists.
That's why I brought this up. Help me.
A lot of questions.
Why am I saying 28? I don't know why it happened.
Do you have a lot of friends who are 28?
No. Yes.
Hey, okay.
And Megan's 28.
Okay. Maybe you just want to be like Megan. It'll make your relationship stronger.
It'll make us stronger if we're the exact same age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh, how do you feel about that?
He
wasn't
up.
Listening.
Yeah, what are we talking about? I just scored again.
Nice goal.
Yeah.
Good job.
Also, I've broken a bone.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
And I have a sob story to go along with it.
Yay!
Oh,
sob story.
You'd like to hear it.
Yes.
So, when I was in 7th grade... I was playing soccer in Spokane.
Spokane.
You love
yeah.
Spokane?
Spokane.
It's
mm-hmm.
And this is not going to make you like Spokane
more. Okay.
But so I was playing soccer. A guy and I were running downfield together. He had the ball. Our legs got tangled.
Mm.
And I tripped and flew through the air in like a weird half cartwheel thing. And I put my right arm out to catch myself.
Oh.
Broke my right arm. Like I like fell to the ground. Sat up and looked at my arm, and it was like a Z. And I was
that is
broken. And
that's wrong.
But like the first teammate who was like in my line of vision was named Jamie, and I was like, Jamie, it's broken.
It's so broken.
I don't know why he was supposed to like take care of it for me.
Fix it.
But I'm like, Jamie. Anyways, the guy scored. It was terrible. It was not a fun game.
No.
I got my arm broken. He scored on us.
Oh my gosh.
How's the Spokane medical situation? Like, how's the...
So, I, like, stood up, ran to the sideline, like, cradling my arm, and there was an EMT who was a parent of our team, which is great. So, they rode in the van with us to the hospital, Sacred Heart, Spokane.
Oh.
Great hospital. Yeah, you know about it.
I do.
I was in Scrubs. Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, they...
Sacred Fart.
ER, all that stuff. They got me sedated. It was great. Gave
they
me a lot of morphine.
You?
I mean...
Is that like a normal arm broke? I haven't broken any.
Yeah, they gave me morphine to, like...
Right away.
Pain. And they were going to go into surgery, and they didn't need... There was not a very bad break. Like, truth be told, it was like...
Even though it was a Z?
I mean, it was a total break of one of my arm bones, but it wasn't like they needed to cut it open and do surgery. They could do closed surgery.
So
it's not that bad.
Oh, they just reset it. Like, they just, like, pulled and let it...
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not even getting to that part yet. But they had some, like, car crash victims who needed attention sooner than I did. So we were at the hospital for, like, 5 hours before they took me in for surgery. So I was, like, sitting there being like, I need more morphine, you know, and they gave it to me.
I'm an eight again.
Yeah, it's an eight. Apparently. So my mom had parked in, like, a temporary parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to go move the van, and she did. And then I came back in, had surgery, it went fine. They knocked me out. They gave me a general, which is weird for a broken arm, because that's like a little over the top. But they did. Felt great. Came to, arm's broken, it's in a cast. My mom goes to the car, and she looks, and there's a window smashed in. And all of the things that we had taken for an overnighter in Spokane for this, like, soccer tournament were all gone.
Yeah.
It was my sister, my mom, and I in Spokane. Her son has a broken arm, and all the things are gone. So, yeah. Anyone I know anyone I meet from Spokane, I always tell them that story. And they're like, I am really sorry. Why are you telling me this? This makes me feel bad.
Because I hate Spokane.
Yeah.
Have you been back to, like, get a different memory of Spokane?
Yeah, I've had redemptive experiences. It's a cool city.
It is. I love it.
But that was 7th grade, so I had to write notes left-handed. Because I am right-handed. I had to write notes left-handed in class for a whole, like... What is it? 6 weeks? 7 weeks?
Ugh,
usually.
Ugh.
Well, that's been podcast.
Tune in next week for more stories about broken bones,
sprained ankles, and more.
Goodness, Josh, that was a horrible story. Thank you so much for sharing.
I have another Spokane story. Do you want to hear that one?
We don't need guests. Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
You're never like this one. It's just the three of us. We'll get to them later.
So, I played soccer in Spokane again later. Like, I was just like ninth or
he
tenth grade.
He falls asleep when it's the three of us.
I think it's the FIFA. I really think the FIFA is giving him life.
But we were winning 5-2 or something like that.
Wow.
And the parents of the team we were beating were, like, screaming at the ref, insulting him.
Oh, yeah, they were really
And they were, like, abusive, and the coach was, like, yelling at this ref. And the ref got so agitated, which, like, partly is, like, okay, yeah, they're saying things to you that you don't deserve to hear, but also, like, you gotta keep your cool. Then he walks up to the other coach on the other team, and he punches him in the face.
Whoa!
Whistles the game dead. And it's like, game over. And then he, like, takes off. And the coach is like, I'm going to press charges. And our coach is like, usually he gives us, like, a 10-minute pep talk after each game or, like, a debrief or whatever. And
yeah.
He's like, let's get out of Spokane. So we all just get our cars and drive away. A month later, we go back. And that same ref reffed our next game.
No.
I was like, how did you not even get fired? Like,
yeah.
Pressing charges, lawsuit, whatever. But I was like, how did you not get, like... put it in a timeout.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I'm done with my stories.
Now he's
That's
working for FIFA.
Nuts.
Thanks, Josh.
And now he's working.
Now back to our previously scheduled programming.
Oh my gosh.
No, that was wonderful.
Wow.
I'm sad about your Spokane experiences.
Yeah.
I went to school there and I loved it.
Which school did you go to?
Gonzaga.
Go Zags.
G-O-N-Z-A-G-A. Yeah, I love
Spokane is cool. I'm sorry if you're from Spokane, listener. I have some
game worn Pangos shorts that I wear to bed sometimes.
How did you get those?
A friend was the manager, Kevin Pangos. That's the name.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're really tight on me, but I wear them sometimes because I love Kevin Pangos. He was
That's
great.
Amazing.
He had some.
He was wonderful.
He had some shoes that were Kyrie Irving shoes that were made for Kevin. Like they had KP on the. On the shoe, and I ended up with them, and gave them to one of the kids on my team, and he wears them. It's awesome, awesome
wow.
stuff.
Whoa. That's really amazing.
Me and Tamara don't know what's happening.
We were lost.
Sorry, sports for a minute, okay?
Sports.
It was a nice sports story.
I don't get a lot of sports stories, so Gonzaga is like
cool.
The only sports time I can talk about. So that's
there
exciting.
You go.
Perfect. That was
cool.
I like Kevin.
Aww.
Playing in Europe somewhere, probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go, Kevin.
Any hoodles.
Well, so that took a while. But we should, so we're gonna ask y'all a couple questions. We're gonna jump into that, and then we'll come back to the cards of topics.
Yeah, we really blowing through the 10. We're just
really,
we're crushing it.
Yeah, we just went for it.
Like the bones that got crushed.
Yeah, but knowing that you both
way to bring it full
have...
circle. Nice.
I'm curious, since both of y'all, and as we're speaking, both of you are doing some form of art, like coloring or doodling or making things. So I just, maybe
or
I'd love to
podcasting.
Start.
Podcasting.
Or podcasting. We're all making something right now.
No greater art form.
I'm just curious, like, where do y'all find your inspiration and what kind of, like, art do you find yourself most drawn to?
Yeah, where the passion at?
Those are two different questions. Ooh. I realized as I asked.
Good.
Those are good.
Also, while y'all are talking, I might grab us some brownies.
Oh,
nice.
That's
sad about that.
Inspiring.
I was actually I just heard a story, and then I'll answer your question,
yeah.
That a girl that I know broke up with her boyfriend who was from Spain, and the last straw was that he doesn't understand brownies. Yeah.
That was
and,
the clincher?
Yeah. Like, there were a lot of problems, but
the last thing
was, like, he doesn't appreciate or understand brownies,
like
and it could never work between us.
Oh, my God.
The concept of brownies? Or the taste of brownies.
I don't get how they're put together. Like,
I don't like the look of them.
Like the full experience
of
like.
That was my Spanish accent.
I don't like
the look of them.
I'm
terrible at accents. I didn't mean to even try. I wasn't doing that at all. Anyway, what did he not like about them?
He just didn't get like the goodness of a brownie.
Oh.
I mean, I can resonate
it's
with that.
American.
It is a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Tamara is so far away from the microphone right
now.
Sorry. Okay.
But she was commenting on how much she likes brownies or something like that.
They're amazing. Okay, so what inspires us right now?
What kind of art are you most drawn to? Maybe let's start with, like, what's inspiring you right now?
Well,
since there are two of you, Kate's going to go first.
This is Kate.
Go ahead.
Speaking. So I walk to work, typically.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a long walk. It's like 40 minutes. But it's literally the only exercise I ever get. So I...
May I interrupt you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you do on your way to work? I want to know that so badly in that 40 minutes.
So, occasionally if I have a podcast I'm really excited about,
mm-hmm.
I will listen to it. But I usually, don't listen to anything. I just
nothing.
I actually love reading. Yeah, think.
I'm terrified of silence, so that's great.
Oh, it's like the only like silent time I feel like I have during the day.
Yeah.
I have a couple roommates.
And you do it potentially twice a day.
I usually don't walk home. It's a hill.
Okay, anyway.
Rough hill. Anyway.
Yeah, it's okay.
Don't judge me for it. But,
no, not at all. We're going to eat some brownies. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're super
gooey. Oh, that's so nice.
Tight.
Yum. But yeah, so I love reading, like looking at concert posters as I'm walking down the hill. I live in the Central District, so I walk through Capitol Hill to Pike
awesome.
Place. And there's so many, you know, like every single like post is plastered with concert posters. And I love looking at them to see if there's any concerts I want to go to with Jen over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I also think there's like really cool designs on them and fun logos and... I also don't listen to podcasts so that I can overhear people, and that's something that I love to illustrate or write things that people, like, people say crazy things, especially
mm-hmm.
if you take them out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
I love when you put that on your Instagram. Also, I love that we don't know each other, but I follow your Instagram.
Follow your Instagram! That's how I knew you just had your anniversary.
Perfect. Yeah, there was one, I can't remember what it was, but I remember I was laughing out loud because it was something about something that someone said, and it was just like... goofy.
Well, yeah, people
yeah.
say, and I think I've started listening, like, I just keep my ear open a little bit more since I've started doing art.
What is your Instagram? So people can find
you.
You
may
if
find
me. If they felt so inclined.
Instagram as Kate Gold. It's K and then the number 8, Gold.
Nice.
That's me.
Love it.
Yeah.
And Kate is an excellent, she has great composition skills, for those of you who need a little convincing to actually find her on Instagram. And she does a great job of actually illustrating the concept. So the very first one I can actually remember that Kate illustrated was, she was at Pike Place and someone said, get your sparrows out of my purse.
Get your swallows out of my purse. Yeah.
And what the hell that means, no one knows.
I have no idea.
But she illustrated a purse with a bunch of swallows flying out of it. And it's excellent.
Bursting forth.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And
pretty
then
awesome.
A quote with it. So,
that's
anyway,
so cool.
It's worth
yeah.
it to find her.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of out of context things. I don't have
it's
an Instagram,
fun.
But I'm now interested in Instagram now. Just now.
Whoa.
It's happening.
Wow.
You haven't been until now. You even deleted your Instagram account.
I had to because the kids found it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was from college.
That was too bad.
Got to do a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Any hoodles.
Kids. I don't know what to say about what inspires me. I'm actually one of these people that's mostly inspired by anything.
Hmm.
I mean, I I'm a color person, so color combinations, if you're a color person, you understand this. If you're not, it sounds like I'm crazy right now. But color combinations are, like, just seeing two colors together will inspire me. It's weird, but it's just true. But my mom is an artist, and I grew up with her watercoloring most days, and so I learned how to do art then, and then, you guys will see, I have a journal here. This is the wrong way.
blank.
But I draw in my notes. I mean, here's some illustrations of the person next to me on the airplane. Like, I just like to kind of render what I see. And I, too, like to write down quotes that I hear and kind of draw based on those. I paint a lot.
And Jen's really awesome at doing, like, when we go to concerts or something, she'll, like, write down lyrics and then illustrate things, like, as the concert is happening.
Oh, goodness.
And
that's sweet.
You've made some friends that way from, like, some musician friends.
Yes, I have. I like to go up to the people at the concert afterwards, like, the musicians, and show them what I've made or tell them.
Do you want a name drop? We love name drop.
Yeah, I would love to. So, Coho is a band that I found this way, who are now our friends, who called me on my birthday, thanks to Kate. And they're a phenomenal group of young lads. They just graduated They just graduated from Seattle University, and they're just delightful. They have excellent harmonies. They're a great band. Valley Maker, another band that I adore from Seattle.
St. Paul de Vence, I think you did.
Good. They're great.
And actually, didn't you do one for Native Sibling, who's performing with
Bears and Other Carnivores?
Yes.
Ooh. That's right.
Yeah, we should go.
Check out Bad at Parties, Andy Zook.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So there you go. There's my answer. That was long, but a lot of things inspire me.
You said you're inspired by anything. It sounds to me like you're inspired by, like, everything. And could you tell us more about the two of you had a project. I don't want to mislabel it, so I'm just going to leave. That's not a question. But can you tell us about your art in 5,000 million days or whatever it was?
Yeah. 537.
That's what I said.
So Jen and I started a project 537 days ago called Year of Making, which I think we found out about through an author that I worked with, Kim Worker. And she's a wonderful artist who wrote a book about, like, pushing through creative blocks and, like, being okay with making ugly stuff.
It's called Make It Mighty Ugly, if you want to check it out.
Check it out. So she started doing Year of Making, and it was kind of like a community for knitters. A lot of knitters do it.
Crochers and crafters.
Knitters.
All right.
Knitting.
Got it. I'm on board.
Knit.
Yeah.
Making sure.
Keep it safe.
Keep it secret.
Yeah, that was good. So they post every day on Instagram all their progress in knitting.
Okay.
So Jen and I started doing it New Year's Day, a year and a half ago.
2015.
Wow. So we just make something every day and post it on Instagram. I think it's been, like, my biggest accomplishment of the last, like, couple years. The fact that, like, we've done this every day.
Yeah, it's been incredible. We both had zero confidence in ourselves that
flaky in general.
Yes. We did not think we would complete a year of making, and now we are on year two.
And yet, here you are on the show, committed, attended, recorded. Amazing.
That's right.
Back to the studio.
Making a podcast right now.
Is this your day 538? Is this what this is, podcasting this one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh,
I interrupted. I got excited.
Yeah. We'll take a picture and we'll post it as our year of making.
Yeah, that's
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite things that y'all have made since starting this project?
Kate just whispered, that's fun.
Sorry.
That's fun.
That's
great.
Good question.
Solid question.
I get paid to do. Ask the questions.
She gets paid the big bucks to ask the great questions.
A+. Something of mine I liked was I made for one of my coworkers who's a huge fan of Prince. When he died, she was devastated, and the cover of The Stranger was this, like, beautiful illustration of him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I cut it out, and I had just seen the, Gahindi Wiley exhibit.
Sam, that was
Did you see it?
So good.
And I just loved it. It's, like, these beautiful, like, really bright flowers over, like, paintings of, like, just regular people, and, anyway, I was, like, super inspired by that, so I painted, like, crazy flowers over it.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
You know, I make a lot of flowers, as you, if you were here, you would see I'm doodling flowers as we speak. But I have a lot of different styles of flowers, and I've been making flowers. That's kind of my default when I don't know what to make. And so I started doing these little wood blocks that are, I paint a wood block black, and then over it I paint gouache or acrylic, I paint colored flowers. It looks a little like the chalkboard, you know, like painting color on black.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was this whole conglomeration. It was the process of creating every day that got me to the place where I discovered this whole new way of making art. So that is my favorite.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sweet.
These brownies are really good.
Yeah. They're super gooey. I'm realizing as we're eating them, they're like kind of just...
They're so good.
Oh, so good. This is exactly
how
brownies should
be. Okay,
good. Yes.
Do the two of you... how do you feel about... separating work from not work? How does that make you feel if I say that? Like, you gotta have separation between work and home. Because I and Tamara desperately need that.
The work-life balance.
I work with kids that kind of suck sometimes. You work with people, and sometimes it's really heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to have a balance. But for the two of you, maybe there isn't. How do you feel about that, that separation?
That's another good question.
we've had three since we started doing the show.
Yes!
Two tonight.
Yes! We're doing good.
I think the other one was from Josh, too.
Yeah.
They're always from Josh.
Yeah. Josh always
Josh. He's not even here right now. He's left.
We're just jealous. We're just jealous.
I don't know. I think, I feel like my job is, I feel like I have a pretty good work-life balance. Like, my job is really contained to 9 to 5.
Yeah. What do you do exactly?
I work at a book publisher, and I do, like, social media for them and events and, like, working with authors to plan their tours and whatnot.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Cool.
And, it does, like, it stays at work.
Okay.
And, I don't know. So, it's pretty easy for me to, like, leave it there and then come home, and I feel like I got into a schedule of just making stuff, like, every night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Balance.
It's really balanced.
Well, Kate, are you, like, pushing yourself creatively at work? Is that something that you're doing?
Ooh.
And then are you doing that again at home when you're pushing yourself?
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't mean to pick on you. I'm genuinely interested in
answering
this question.
I feel like it's a pretty different kind of creativity. It's, I don't know, you know, like, when you're, like, thinking creatively and, like, problem solving.
Yes.
I feel like that is more, I feel like it's a really different creative muscle that is, like, doodling at home.
Right,
And painting, but I don't know. I've always thought of them as totally separate.
Well, so they're different for you. That means that there is separation for you, and that's, I think that actually is, like, a really helpful thing, probably.
Yeah.
And just, that's cool to me. Like, my brain is like, wow, that's awesome.
Totally.
That's a good thing. I should appreciate that. That's a good thing to point out.
Yeah, it seems like it would lend itself well to, like, turning on and off. You know what I mean? Like, not like you just have to turn it on and off, but, like, leaving it at work and then, like, trying something different afterward.
Yeah, I keep thinking about, like, how you guys have done so many days in a row. Like, I feel like I'm good at separating work and home, but there's always a day. There's always a one day of a week or two, or, like, there's always something that's, like, I bring it home with me and I carry it, and I'm like, I can't even, like, go get food right now. I'm just gonna sit here and watch Netflix and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you guys are being very disciplined, and that's, I just think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For me, I'm a therapist, and for the last 3 years, I've been in school and seeing clients, as my seeing clients was at my internship where I met Tamara, and then I was in school, and I also had another job in addition to that, and so for me, the part of making and being creative outside of all of my responsibilities was a lot about, like, being a normal person and investing in myself just mm-hmm. as a human, not necessarily having to always be performing or always be, you know, like, accruing hours or seeing clients or paying attention to other people's problems.
Yeah.
I was able to, like, just be creative for the sake of creating. No one was checking up on it. It was just my thing to do. So it really
mm-hmm.
helped me to achieve a better balance. I think it made me more present to all of my other responsibilities.
Yeah.
So,
hmm.
yeah.
Hmm.
It's been cool. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Plus, it makes me, like, not weird. I think it makes me less weird, as, like, sometimes therapists are weird, and I just think it, like, makes me in touch with, like, I have, like, another hobby, another thing
yeah.
I can talk about.
There's
maybe,
like,
I'm more weird.
You're pretty
tell
weird.
Me if
no,
I'm
no, I kind of love that. I mean, fact check, we can be kind of weird, Josh, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, like, I think...
Oh my gosh, Josh, what did you get here?
Dore, FIFA is paused.
Oh, phew.
But, like, I feel like therapy is, like, one of those really tough occupations where, like, it's very serious, it's very important, but you can't really talk about it. Like,
yeah.
there's not a whole lot of expression for you in it, so, like, I know you've been doing this for almost 2 years now, but, like, if you could imagine, like, how would you compare days that you do make something and get to express yourself that way versus days that you don't? Like, what is the difference, do you think?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because sometimes I do, like, a half-assed making. Like, I make my lunch and I count that. Not a lot, but sometimes. And those days are definitely, like, less... I don't know. I just feel a little less myself, you know? Yeah.
Like, you didn't... Like, you sure you invested in your job,
yeah.
which you're supposed to do, but you didn't really invest in, like, your selfhood?
Yes.
Of?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh.
I don't know if you feel that way, but you
yes.
do more making. I cheat. I, like, make a sandwich, and I'm like, made it.
Count it.
This was a beautiful sandwich.
I did it.
I didn't do it in a museum, but
art.
I will eat it
and it's dead.
I will sacrifice.
To donate or not to donate to art.
How long have you been in a different therapy setting?
Josh
now?
Ignored my
I start my private practice on August 4th.
Whoa.
I will, yeah, in the future. So I'm not presently seeing clients, ladies and gentlemen.
How does that go? I mean, starting a private practice in Seattle as, like, a newly grad / newly, like, graduated
yeah.
intern? Like, how is
uh-huh.
that?
I have four clients lined up.
Okay.
Who would like to continue working with me, which is
so that's
so
great.
They like you.
Yeah, they like me. So, yeah, I'm working with them, and then, I don't know, I'm going to start, like, advertising. I'm building a website. Ooh.
What is that going to mean? Tell us.
What?
How are you going to do that?
Oh,
you're going to put a billboard
website?
Up?
Oh.
Not the website, you're going to, like...
Oh, billboard! Put an ad in the phone book.
So it blows up, I guess.
Yep, it is.
He's going to build it one sandwich at a time.
One sandwich.
I don't care how many it takes.
Wait,
it's
is it in
a
kitchen?
Of sandwiches.
Is it a kitchen?
It's going to be a good building.
Counseling
yeah.
center?
I don't know.
Tasty.
That's a great idea.
CC.
Oh, uh-huh. Cooking therapy? Camera.
I
want to
do that at
yeah.
some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
that cooking and therapy?
Is that a thing? Or
I mean,
we can make
so
it?
It's about to be.
No, yeah. Me and a I don't want to divert from what y'all are talking about for too long.
Yes,
but me
no, no, no.
and a friend of mine, and I don't want to, like, out her if she's not
no,
really
serious. No, don't say
about
her name.
This. I'm not going to say her name, but she happens to be a personal chef, and
oh.
she would really love to, like, do like
friend.
Cooking classes.
She's
and
the best friend.
A long-term
I know
goal
who she
of mine is.
Is
to get. She's a great friend. A long-term goal of mine is to get my yoga teaching certificate and then to be able to have, like, a house where we, like, host people and they, like, cook and they grow stuff in the garden and they just, like, it's, like, kind of like a retreat, but also, like, there's therapy involved. It's, like,
oh,
a really,
yes.
like, big dream of mine that I feel like I need to be 50 to be able to, like, feel really good about,
mm-hmm.
have a little bit more life under my belt, but... Yeah.
That
so,
sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
Not a totally, like, I don't have a copyright on this, so if you want to start this, I feel like it's an important thing, so take the idea and run with it. So, listeners, people.
Listeners.
Go for it.
But I also want to do it, so don't make it
don't
too good.
Take it.
Because I don't want to
yeah,
feel like
don't
the copycat.
Copyright it. You
don't do that.
pretty please. Don't.
Just don't.
Yeah.
So basically
don't
that just means I'm going to put up a website and make some business cards. I already have my business license.
Yes.
Just
yes.
And I'm going to, JL Counseling is the name of my counseling.
JL Counseling.
Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, my last name is spelled Loser, L-O-S-E-R. So I had a big dilemma about, can I name my private practice Jen Lozier Counseling? Because it's Jen Loser Counseling. Nope.
Probably not.
I settled on
bummer.
No.
You could
it's
pull it off,
bummer.
But I think that's
so.
A good
most
choice.
People
yeah.
build their practices through referrals, and that is
right.
clear.
Yeah.
Oh man,
gosh, so good.
Okay, so much talking. Sorry.
Love it. No, this is
so,
so good.
A lot of Beck jokes over the year. Losers.
Well, now that we've talked a lot about what y'all are currently doing, what
yeah,
would
one
y'all?
More.
One more question. What would y'all be doing if you weren't currently doing your day job? Like, if you weren't a therapist, you weren't working at Sasquatch Books, working with authors, like, what would you, in your, like, other life, what would you be doing?
In another life,
singer.
One of my favorite things about the show is how much you guys sing.
Yeah,
oh
we
gosh,
haven't
we
sung
sing.
It all today.
That's
we just
true.
Sing
we've
I mean,
been
Kate
good.
Just, like,
we've been really
went
behaved.
For it.
Wow. Someone was telling
out the singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a low, low singing episode.
Yep.
A lot of Brian Regan, though.
Yeah.
Brian Regan theme so far. Go ahead, say a Brian Regan line, Josh. That would have been a great time for that.
The big yellow one is the sun.
We'll edit that, so we'll take the space away. So we'll hit it right away.
No,
oh,
time that perfectly.
Oh my gosh.
You too. Enjoy your movie. You too.
You too. You nice flight. You fly someday. Enjoy it.
I need to learn who this Brian Regan is.
Yeah.
He is a comedian that didn't... He
Brian
didn't,
Regan.
I know.
I'm
so lucky.
He didn't
so
curse, and so I was allowed to listen to it as a youth. And I'm sure that's the case for Josh, too.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
cool.
What I want.
All the swears.
Oh
all
God.
The swears.
Tamara said it's okay.
She's like, listen to Brian Regan.
It's okay.
And Hannibal.
Whoa, different ends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my
Josh.
Gosh. But Hannibal is so funny.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'd like to be a full-time artist.
Yeah?
But it seems like too much pressure.
It's a lot of
it's
work.
It's a lot of work.
What if we said that you had no, like, you wouldn't have to worry about money, you wouldn't have to worry about anything?
We've given you all the
we've
money.
We've given you all the money that we
have.
Formal Mango is my patron,
that's
and
right.
I will be
we've,
making from now on.
We don't have to
patron.
Worry about money no more. Lieutenant Dan invested in fruit company.
I would make full time, and I would also lead retreats where I would like bring people together
Ooh.
To unlock their creative.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh gosh,
I would sign up for that for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would also like to do art more full time. I would love to be an illustrator. Illustrate things. Another thing I love about Formal Nachos, when you guys talk about food, I love I love going out to restaurants. I love food. And I would love to, like, I want to do, like, a lot of food illustrations or, like, create little, like, Seattle food guides for people, like, based on, like, the family
she
members.
She has a little series of them, BT Dubs, on the Insta.
But, yeah, I love when you guys talk about food.
Oh, my gosh. What are some of your favorite Seattle eats?
My current favorite is this place called Shop Agora on Capitol Hill on 15th.
Okay.
My radius is like
I
very
work
much
near there.
Ah, because you work at I know where you
yeah,
work
yeah.
Because of the podcast.
Don't say the name. I'm not allowed to say the name.
Okay. But yeah, I love that area. And so it's like a Greek restaurant
okay.
that they have like a couple tables and there's one guy named Nico and he like it's just so lovely and just
sounds like my vula.
Yeah,
like Pete's
totally.
Agnes.
Yeah, vula. Vula. There's a place up in Greenwood where if we go and Vula is there, she will see Jeff and be like, Jeff, where have you been? And then she'll kiss him on the cheek. It's beautiful.
And I get his table right away. It's
right
my
away.
Thing.
Yep. Yep.
All the people are really mad.
Yeah. The line around the corner is upset. Yeah. Good work. Good work. Okay. Any other Seattle restaurants that you'd add to the list?
Well, I've been thinking about French fries a lot because
so good.
Okay, I'd love to hear your favorite French fry places because I don't know if you guys have been to Rachel's Ginger Beer on 15th.
I have not.
It's close to
Okay.
That's where you work.
I can go to there.
But they recently changed their french fries. Until recently, they were my favorite french fry place. But I have to find a new
Rachel Gingerbeers makes french fries?
Yeah, with a lot of different dipping sauces.
But not anymore. They got a new restaurant inside of there. I'm sure they're just working out some things, but the one on Pike Place doesn't have.
Right. Yeah, we've only been to the one at Pike.
That one's good, though.
It's the one in Cap Hill that has the fries.
We need to still
Big
go
thumbs
to
down.
I didn't know there was another one.
Big thumbs down.
It's really
down.
Nice. It's like
and
very
it's decorated well.
Yeah.
I love RGB.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, do you guys have favorite fry places?
The one that came to mind the fastest was M'lady's in Magnolia.
Oh.
Have you ever been
no.
there?
No! Rosemary,
they have, like, they're like rosemary.
best male bathroom
salty
in
fries.
Seattle.
They're so
oh,
good.
Hands
really?
Down.
Why?
Best
it's
men's
like,
bathroom.
No,
love
never
that
know,
bathroom.
Okay.
Columbia,
we'll never
know.
We'll
never
Columbia
know.
Tower Club. Oh, Columbia Tower Club.
No. Oh, maybe. Oh, is that the one with the where you can? It has the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
You're like 70 stories up, and you're just like,
oh hey everybody,
I'm peeing on top of the world.
There's a song there.
You're welcome.
Everybody wants to rule the world, or pee atop it.
Whoa.
Favorite fry. It's not in Seattle. The phone that jumped to my mind was Fire on the Mountain in Portland with the banana sauce. And,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's
like a wings place.
Yeah. It's
oh
my gosh.
So many sauces.
It's so good.
You know,
nice.
I really like Oddfellow's fries.
Oh,
they come with a great aioli.
Yes.
And the ambiance there.
I love Oddfellow's.
I don't go to this place for the fries, but whenever I go to Mr. Euro's and I get like their fries with the feta crumble or whatever they put on top.
Yeah, it's
like
feta
really, really
and
good.
Like.
Shout out to Mr. Euro's. Love that place.
Yeah, before it blew up.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Sammy. Sorry, Johnny.
We still love you.
They're doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing okay. They got the other
locations. There's a place called Nico's in Magnolia, bringing it back around. Really, they have excellent fries, also with the feta crumble. And not blown up at the moment, so.
Stay alive.
Did
better.
You have that up on?
That is that's a pro.
Yeah.
A value
stay
add.
Stay alive.
There we go. Got it. We got one.
Oh my
naturally
gosh.
Too, not forced.
Oh my gosh! Should we do another wheel of? I mean,
wheel of card
cards
of topics.
Of topics.
Wheel of
cards
of topics. Number three. Oh goody! last week I was in Ballard, and I was walking down the street across from Mr. Euro's. Full circle. Slash really tiny circle.
That's a very small.
It's a very small circle.
A little circle. Like a
and block. I saw, I looked up, and I saw a stop sign. And so I jumped, and I slammed it with my hand as hard as I could. And I pretended that I hit my head, and I went down. And Megan, my girlfriend, didn't break stride. She was so annoyed with me, because I do this to her all the time. And I yelled, like, oh, my head! And she just kept going, well, people behind us literally gasped, screamed, and ran to help me. And Megan was like, such an idiot. And she just kept going. And I look up, and she's gone, and these people are running up to me. I was like, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I didn't actually hit my head. And I loved her reaction and their reaction so much, because it was just like, oh Megan is sick and tired of my practical jokes, and these people don't know me. And I was wondering, have you guys ever pulled a practical joke, like a big one on someone, or have had one pulled on you that you can think of off the top of your head?
Good setup.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. We're getting better at this.
Yeah, we are. We're editing.
It's funny, that story actually like really closely resembles my mom and dad's first date, where my dad smacked a sign and pretended like it hit him in the head, and she believed it.
Yes.
And she's like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
And he said.
And that's why she said yes.
And then she, and then I got married.
She felt bad for him.
And now here you are.
That's
you
why.
Are the fruit of that relationship.
Of that collision right there.
You make so much sense.
So is that like a, is that like a thing? Like a pickup?
That's how we pick up the ladies.
When you're in junior high and also a boy, we practice that.
We practice lots of things like that.
Yeah.
Many secrets.
They're usually
and your dad
though.
And Jeff just carried it on into adulthood.
Yeah, that's amazing that your dad did that.
Yeah.
Because your dad and I spent a lot of time together, and now I'm wondering if I got that from him. I'm nervous now.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
So I pulled a practical joke on our friend Trevor.
But we all know
that's
Trevor.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No,
so
no.
Tell us more.
Trevor at the time was going out with this girl, and she got kind of sick. He did a great thing.
She sounds nice.
Helped her, like, took care of her, like, helped her get healthy again. Went home with her to California to visit folks and all that stuff. And out of, to say thank you, her parents gave him a Kindle, brand new Kindle. And we're like, we just really appreciate you being there for her.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really nice. It's nice of Trevor, it's nice of them. It was just a great thing. And I had previously, like, made it known how much I hate Kindles. So Trevor, at the time, he and I were living together during college at a house of 8 guys. And I had made it known, and he came home, and he's like, I got a Kindle, Josh. You're not allowed to touch it, because I know what you'll do to it. So I kind of just, like, you know, that's like a little piece of information in my mind. Yeah, tuck that away. Like a week later, after he got back with this brand new Kindle, I was walking through Fremont on the sidewalk, and this car drives by with their window down, and out of the window just, like, is a Kindle. Someone just threw it out the window, and it got ran over twice, and just let me lying in the street. And I was like, did that really just happen? So I, like, crossed the street, trotted over, like, you know, like, dipped and dived out of traffic and grabbed it, and it was, like, totally broken. But it, like, it had good structure, but, like, wouldn't turn on, totally smashed, no recovery. And I took it home. And I went to Trevor's Kindle in his little case, and I switched them. And I left a little note that just said, sorry. And I, like, folded it up, and I put it wherever he had it, underneath his pillow in his bed. And he and I slept in the same room at the same time. At the time, we were actually roommates. And so that night, I crawled into bed, and he wasn't home yet.
So,
and I was, like, trying to go to bed, but I was too excited. So he comes home. He comes home and he uses his flashlight because he's, like, a considerate, nice guy. I probably shouldn't have done this to him. To go to his bed, grab his Kindle so he can read a little bit before going to bed. And I hear the flick of, like, the on switch, like, flick, 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 flick. He's, like, panicked. He's like, oh no. And he sits, like, bolt upright in his bed and is freaked out. He's like, my girlfriend's parents just bought me this Kindle and it's broken.
It's already broken.
And he, like, flies out of the room to go to the living room so he can turn on a light and, like, figure out what's wrong. And I, like, laid there, like, should I let it go for a whole night and just give him, like, the worst night's sleep, or should I tell him? So what I did is I got up and I grabbed his nice new Kindle and I turned it on and I walked into the room where he was and I was like, yeah, you're right, Trevor, this is pretty cool. And he just, like, did, like, a triple take, just, like, looking at me and the broken Kindle and going back and forth. So anyways.
That was nice of you.
Oh, man.
Wow. I still have that broken Kindle.
You're going to use it again?
Yeah, I was going to drive a stake through the screen and then have it in my classroom that just said, Kindles beware.
Nice.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
That's
though.
Good that you
summer project.
Set the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on the bucket list.
Make something.
Summer bucket list. Throwback.
Hey.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really
awesome. I will tell a shorter story.
Shots fired.
I took pictures of two offices at the place of my former employment, not with you, Tamara, but before this. And it was a CEO and a director, and we took photos, very detailed photos, and then switched the offices with every single thing exactly where it had been, only completely down the hall, and
Whoa.
We pulled it off. And it was amazing. And John LaBarbera, if you hear this, yes, it was me.
The great reveal.
It was incredible. They were shocked. They walked into their office and none of their things were there.
Just looking around like, this isn't...
Whoa.
Where am I?
Best and only prank. I mean, I didn't do it alone. But.
That's incredible.
I have a prank, but it's only fun if you guys have seen The Office. You've seen The Office.
Yeah.
I've seen The Office.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
I've seen The Office.
You know this
yeah.
prank.
If you haven't seen The Office, go ahead and skip ahead a few minutes here.
So I don't do a lot of pranks, but I was really...
Jell-O.
Was it Jell-O? Was it?
Not Jell-O, but close. So I, one summer, worked with my one of my sisters at my dad's office, and I think he had hired us just because we'd, like, we were supposed to get summer jobs. We didn't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we shared a computer. Like, they didn't have enough computers for all of us. So we were just, like, very bored. And we also started watching The Office that year.
Yes.
And we were in season one where Jim, or maybe it's season, I don't know what season. You can check. and edit this out.
we'll correct it on the next one. Yeah.
Jim sends Dwight a fax from future Dwight.
Yes.
Saying not to drink the water in the water cooler.
Yes.
And we thought that was hilarious. So we tried that. We were going to do a prank on the secretary who really didn't like us. And we got letterhead from the office, went home, and, like, typed up this fax saying, Mary Kay, someone will poison the water cooler. Do not let anyone drink the water from the water cooler. Sincerely, future Mary Kay. And we faxed it to work, and then, like, came into work, and another coworker came up and was like, did you guys, like, play a joke on Mary Kay? And we were like, yeah, we did. And we did not realize that a different secretary, her boyfriend was a detective. And Mary Kay called the detective boyfriend and said that we received a threatening fax in the mail. And
threatening fax?
I guess not in the mail, through the fax machine. That would
be weird. Oh, and the faxes in the mail. What the hell?
Good prank. Anyway, it was really a failed prank because we did not want to deal with the police. So we immediately like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
No thanks.
Never worked there again.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That was your last day?
That was the last summer we worked there. Okay. We were not invited back.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It truly is.
I have to say, I'm not very good at pranks or surprises because I get too excited.
The mom was trying to get everyone to safety. Would you ever practically joke someone?
Like, I think we've talked about it on the show before, but when I was trying to throw Josh a surprise birthday.
That one.
Yeah. I was looking at you, pointing at him. Josh,
you throw me a surprise party.
Maybe I will.
Maybe I will.
For your 20th birthday.
Gosh, I don't want that.
But I think the surprise was fine, but then I can't play it very cool. Like, I took Josh outside. Like, let's go for a walk. It's so nice outside. And
that's
blustery
right.
And
it was not nice outside.
Yeah. And then
we have to go outside now.
Yeah. So I'm not very good at, like, pranks or surprises. So, but I think they're delightful when I hear other people talk about them.
Hmm.
It's really fun.
Oh, goodness. I had one that backfired on me once, where your story reminded me of. I moved floormate, Brett, on the floor. I moved all of his belongings to a different room from where he was because he spit water at me in an elevator.
Is this angry Brett?
This is angry Brett.
Okay.
And I moved literally everything he owned, and it was totally fine and funny until I forgot. This is going to make me sound horrible, and I understand that. He has diabetes and needs stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
I wasn't there. Someone helped him out. Someone told him. But he was like, hey, guys, this is funny, but, like, I don't want to die.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I think I learned my lesson and not do that kind of stuff anymore.
So do you make sure that everyone that you're about to prank does not have diabetes?
Yeah, that's my number one thing.
Or at least has their insulin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't I have it with him? It's not my fault.
Cool.
You fool.
Oh, hey, you got a pump? You're next.
I got gars.
Pumper's got a pump.
Pumper's got
a pump. Do you want to do one more and then go to what we learned
Let's
on the show?
Let's do it. One more.
We are going to spring
one
that on you guys.
More.
You got to think about what you've learned. Because you have to have learned one thing.
At least one thing.
No, don't worry. You have time. You have a moment.
At least 5 minutes. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Cards of
topics. Number 5. Oh, this will be a short topic.
What is it?
Has anyone here seen the movie The Lobster?
No.
What
is The Lobster?
I'm just going to recommend it now. I saw it a few days ago.
It's new?
It's an indie film, very much in every way.
Okay.
Colin Farrell? Not Firth. Farrell. Colin Farrell.
Dark hair.
The premise of the movie is that he is a man, and his wife doesn't want to be with him anymore. And they live in a society where it is illegal to be single. And he is transported to a hotel where he has 45 days to find a match. It can be a woman or a man. And he has 45 days. And if he fails, he is turned into an animal. in this case, he chooses a lobster. And that's the premise of the movie.
Whoa.
It's 2 hours long, and I was... It went by so fast. I would highly recommend it. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Mom, if you're listening, don't watch this movie.
I'll also say that for my mom.
Yeah, Martha
too.
Probably too.
I don't
yeah.
even know it.
Linda, don't watch it. You won't like it.
Martha,
James,
Kim, don't watch it.
No, stay away.
Skip it. All moms.
All moms. No.
It's been a couple days, and I've like thought about it a few times. Like
yeah.
I was like, well, why did that happen? I wonder if that could have gone differently. I've like those are like to me those are like my favorite kind of movies where there's either like dumb fun movies where you just love them or there's like movies where you're like, wouldn't that be nuts if that happened?
Do you think
Gosh.
That about Star Wars and Jurassic Park?
Oh, I love Jurassic
Wouldn't
Park
that
and
be
Star
nuts?
Wars. Wouldn't that be nuts if that happened? Well, Jurassic Park is a documentary,
oh.
so that doesn't really count.
I would
Star
never
Wars,
go
though,
Jurassic
I understand.
World.
I like. I'm like, it'd be so sweet if I could be a Jedi.
It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Also, the actress's name in the movie is Rachel Weisz, I think. Does anyone know who that is?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Cool. Great stuff for the podcast.
Rachel Weisz?
Weisz, yes.
Yeah, she's in The Mummy.
Yes.
The Mummy?
Best known
yeah.
for her role in The Mummy.
She does an
what?
Excellent job.
I'm pretty
sure
she's won,
work.
Like, awards
yeah.
for other things that were not...
The Mummy?
With Brendan Fraser.
Oh.
The
yeah.
Mummy was
the,
first.
The movie was definitely not a comedy, but I laughed the entire time.
Oh.
It was
oh.
like
interesting.
It was very dark humor.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of helium before I went in and just very excited.
Not a comedy. I laughed the entire time. It was a tragedy.
It's not supposed to be a lull. It's not a laugh out loud movie, but I laughed a lot. I thought it was just
oh
so good, and I would highly recommend it.
Cool.
It was either that or Swiss Army Man. Have you guys heard about that one?
I Harry
yeah.
Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter is dead, and Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh. I was like,
and
no.
And his body
no.
contains magical powers. I'm
no.
just, I think I'm just going to start watching more indie movies. I'm really into that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Instagram, actually, my feed is blowing up with Swiss
That's
Army Man.
That's the only reason I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Sponsored
cool.
all my Instagram feed.
Interesting.
If you've seen any of those movies, please tweet us at Formal Nachos. If you have any fortune cookies that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to get those as well. Thank
Please.
You so much for those who have sent in already. It's
yeah.
a great time.
It's a good time.
You can find Tamara on Instagram at Tamara Lynette and me on Twitter at Jeff Budke. And we got Kate's. Jen, did we get your Instagram?
No, mm-hmm. mine is JLo, because my last name is Lozier. JLo underscore 4242. It's
Ooh.
That way so the kids don't find me.
Oh.
That's nice.
Oh.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Find me. I like that.
Hidden.
Yep.
It's nice.
And Josh doesn't like the internet.
Oh.
Find us at Formal Nachos, and we'd love so much to have all of our fans just produce the show for us. If you have
yeah.
anything that you want on the card or wheel of topics,
yeah.
I would love to do less work and have just you all do all the work for us. So please,
totally.
Don't hesitate to ask us
all.
To talk about things. That'd be just
yep.
so cool.
Yep, for sure. Also, question of the week. Do you like the cards?
Or the
wheel.
Because we can go get a wheel.
We can go get
we
a wheel.
Need to go
We're
get
just being
it.
Really cheap right now.
yeah.
Our friend that we borrowed it from just was missing.
She wanted it back. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what do you need a wheel topics for? She was like, for dinner.
For dinner.
Goodness.
We should talk about what we learned.
Hey, Josh. What'd you learn on the program? Josh, over here. Yeah, what'd you learn on the program?
Oh, hey, guys.
Just ran in here at full speed.
On this show today,
this
I learned
mm-hmm.
that there's some scientific evidence that there's a part of your brain known as mirror neurons.
Yes.
Which, when you're actually mostly where it's most effective or most firing actively when you're face to face with somebody. And when they do something, like classic examples, across the table at lunch, someone reaches for their water and drinks, there's a part of your brain that's firing in response and kind of echoing their firing, and it does it, and it makes you have this impulse to reach for your water and drink at the same time, which feels kind of awkward because the person's doing it and you're, like, imitating them.
Yeah.
But there's a part of your brain that's actually doing that.
Yeah.
And so it's important because... If that doesn't happen for your brain, it makes socialization tougher, which is actually one of the beliefs around social disorders, autism, or any kind of disorder where you're having challenges interconnecting with people is because the mirror neurons in your brain are not firing at an adequate level to help you connect and relate and understand what this other person is intending with their actions at an adequate level. And this show really taught me that.
Wow. Mirror neurons.
Jack, what did you learn today?
Thanks, Josh. I learned a couple things, but I'm going to try and narrow it down to two. Once, Josh's arm was shaped like a Z.
Oh my.
And Josh hasn't done his annual purge yet.
Oh.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Winter is coming.
Kate, I hate to put you on the spot, but what did you learn on the program today?
Today, I learned that Jeff Budke's true age might be 28.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say and not knowing. Oh, goodness.
Linda.
Ask Linda. She probably knows.
Mom?
I'll give you her phone number. She's delightful.
Mom's in Europe right now.
Oh, oh with
gosh.
The Starbuckses.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I cannot
Actually,
wait.
Actually, I was really proud. They posted a picture of a really, like, fancy dinner that
so
did not have Starbucks cups involved at all.
She FaceTimed me on the first day looking very stressed, and I haven't heard since, so I think that they're doing okay.
They're doing
great.
We'll see.
Look at them.
We'll see.
World travelers.
I learned that...
Jen, what'd you learn on the show?
Wait, your turn.
The first day of a vacation can be ruined if drinking decaf coffee. Especially if you don't know. Especially if you don't know that's what's happening. That's what I learned on the show.
It was a trick.
It's a trap.
Oh my gosh. Tamara.
Okay. Well, I learned a lot of things about Kate because she's new to my life.
Okay.
One of those
literally
things
everything
that
we've heard tonight
is
you've
new.
Learned.
I learned it all. But I learned one thing is that she walks to work and that it takes her about 40 minutes and that she walks in silence and that silence freaks Jeff out.
Mm.
Cool. That's what I learned. Yeah. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
It makes sense why you sing to yourself all the time.
Enjoy the silence. Depeche Mode. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Portland loves Depeche Mode. Not to distract from the end of the show. I don't ever hear Depeche Mode on the radio here, and it hit me recently.
Depeche
In Portland, I listen. Depeche Mode's on the radio multiple times a day. Tears for Fears, Depeche Mode, but never here. I never hear them.
It's because the 80s are alive.
KXP, you just...
I gotta go to KXP.
Yeah.
Change the station.
DJ at KEXP.org.
Yeah. I like Movin' 92.5. They play all the hits.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably why they don't.
They don't play any Depeche Mode.
That's
weird.
No, Depeche Mode is
not the hits.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what?
Need to break it to you.
Yeah,
Depeche
Mode
is
not
the hits. Need to break it to you.
Oh gosh.
I know I'm new here.
Truth
Talk
with
J-Lo.
Wow.
J-Lo.
That episode was smooth like a limousine.
It was too real.
And it was also a male Kemp.
What?
You didn't
that?
Do the voice.
Yeah, I don't have to
do it again.
Do it. That's like my fourth favorite part.
Male Kemp!
Yeah.
No, you should check out the second one. I like them all. I enjoy them all. But, like, that's like.
I learned.
And.
Let me fetch.
Was it cello? Same amount of dirt.
Loser counseling.
Jeff, where have you been?